following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Pastor Fausto Flueker here in Refuge Daily. I believe with all of my heart that God wants to encourage us today with a very important word. There's nothing too hard for Him. There's nothing impossible for Him. Yes, you and I know this life gives us a lot of struggles, many adversities to walk through, but God's promises are forever true. It is in Jeremiah, verse 32, verse 17. Hear what it says. Ah, Lord God, behold, you have made the heavens and the earth by your great power and outstretched arm. There is nothing too hard for you. For us to come to terms with that truth, the one who created the heavens and the earth with his great power, maybe we need to remember those special times when you see the sunset, or when you see the sunrise, or when you see the high, magnificent mountains, or when you see the vast sea and the ocean, and on and on and on, the beauty of the nature of God's creation, and yet everything God created it. I read it again, Jeremiah 32, verse 17. Ah, Lord God, behold, you have made the heavens and the earth by your great power and outstretched arm. There is nothing too hard for you. I want us to think for a moment. I can tell you a list of things that I'm dealing with that do require God's divine intervention. You may see me smiling, but that is only because of the joy of the Lord, the fountain of our strength, because it's His word. And it's the word that encourages us. It's the word that gives us the right perspective and gives us the right attitude that He is God and that He knows everything and He loves us and He is a good God. So no matter what we go through, just to breathe in and, Lord, you've got this, and I'm just going to believe you. Proverbs 3:5, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not in your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy path. Be not wise in thy own eyes. Trust in the Lord. Apart from evil, depart from evil. Do what is good. You see, also in the same chapter, Jeremiah 32, in verse 27, it is God now saying, behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? I've been a pastor now for over 43 years, and I met the Lord when I was 17 years. A lot of years have passed by. I've seen the Lord powerfully move in my midst. He's been my faithful provider. He's been my faithful companion. He's been my faithful everything forever. How could I deny Him? Polycarp, the pastor of the Church of Smyrna, was put in the fire to be killed because he wouldn't deny God. And they gave him the last chance. And they said, hey, you have the last chance. Renounce to the Jesus that you preach and will save your life. He says, in my 89 years, God has been so faithful to me. And now, am I going to deny Him? Come on, start your fire and get the thing rolling. You see, when you have overcoming faith, victorious faith, that faith that has been given to us in a measure, but that faith is increased as you hear the word of God. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. So this just doesn't happen as an outburst of emotion or hype because, oh, you're excitable. But we all have our ups and downs. The key is to stay close to the Lord in the highs and in the lows, to stay close to His word. May His word abound richly in your life. And that is there's no substitute for that. So I read again, Jeremiah 32, verse 27. Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? And I want us to pray right now. I want us to believe God that He's going to show His mighty power on your behalf. Because if you are anything like me, being human, that is, we face challenges every day. Our hearts get broken. We get disillusioned, disappointed. We have high expectations, and yet not everything happens. But we learn, we try, and we try again. We fall, and we get up, and we keep going. You see, my heart burns for the souls that are lost, for the prodigals, for marriages that are broken, for unfaithfulness within the vows of marriage, and on and on and on. People dying because of accidents or killing each other, being in the wrong place at the wrong time. And I can go again, repeatedly mentioning things that one of those may relate to your case. Losing a loved one and breaking a relationship of friendship for so long, misunderstanding, lack of communication, unforgiveness, and so forth. Selfishness is big in our time today, in our society. So may the Lord help us to break that yoke of selfishness and of bitterness and unforgiveness. May the Lord allow us to experience the fullness of His power and His love by learning how to communicate appropriately, to communicate rightly with our spouses, our children, our neighbors, our co-workers in the ministry. Communicate with your heart. Speak with seasoning words, with grace and mercy and truth. This is so important for all of us. So again, there's nothing impossible for God. Why? Because what is impossible for man, it is possible for God. Only if you believe. Let us believe. Let us trust in the Lord. Shall we pray together? Please, there where you are, pray with me. Father, thank you for your word. Such an encouraging moment right now to know that you're all powerful and mighty who created the heavens and the earth with your great power. There's nothing too hard for you, God. And we present our needs, our situations, our difficulties, our challenges, God. I pray that you will help us to see beyond what we can see with our human eyes. And Lord, you are God, the God of all flesh. There's nothing too hard for you. So I commit to you everything that we need you to come and to intervene, not only for me, but for everyone, Lord, watching this Refuge Daily. I pray for a blessing and a special intervention and an encounter with you right now in the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. Remember, Refuge family, on a daily basis, that is, in Calvary Chapel, Huntington Beach, Refuge, California. We pray for you. We love you. We have an English, of course, ministry, but also a Spanish ministry, and also Vietnamese. Tune in, find out, pray, invite, and bring them. In Jesus' name, amen.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day.